Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, January 13, 2019, for the baptism of our Lord. The Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1 through 7. The psalm for the day is chapter 29 read responsively. The New Testament reading is Acts chapter 8 verses 14 through 17. The Gospel is Luke chapter 3 verses 15 through 17 and verses 21 to 22. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Jen Collins. Assisting with worship is Pastor Gary Brandenburg.
Good morning. This is a special day. This is the baptism of our Lord Sunday. And today we will have the baptism of Kinsley and Henry. And we welcome them into the life of our church. And we welcome you to church today. You will need a bulletin that has in it announcements relative to activities in our church. Please take time to read it and know that you are invited. One activity that is very important is our annual meeting, which will be on January 27th, and I call it the Greeting Center, but it's at the end of the four narthex. There's information about the annual meeting. There's the annual reports that you can pick up, take home with you, and when you come, you're prepared for the meeting. There's also financial information regarding next year's spending plans, and if you can come, we just would like you to be here, because this church needs everybody. And we appreciate everybody who's a part of our life here. Regarding everybody, give me a minute to get a text that we got today from Al Freiberg, our music director. Al had surgery this week, and let me read his text. Good morning. I will not be there today. Would you make the announcement at both services? We are accepting new choir members for both Bells and Chancel Choir. The rest of the music year will be special with a healing service, Good Friday and Easter. I get tired just reading this text. And joining now, everyone is learning new music at the same time. So thank you for Al sending us that text. Thank you for listening to the announcements. And let us take our bulletin, stand together, and share with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouth and the thoughts of our hearts, everything that we do, be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release of the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
I'm going to turn my microphone off, and I'm going to ask Jen to keep hers on, and invite you to sing the verses along with the refrain of our Kyrie.
Please join me on the verses.
And let us pray. Almighty God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful in your service, that we may rejoice to be called children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated, and I'd invite the children forward for a message. Shall we sit or stay standing? Okay. Come on up. Hi, everyone. It's so good to see you today. Thanks for coming here, coming to church. Pastor Gary said it earlier on, we need everyone because we're all part of God's family. And when we come together, we can remember that. Sometimes it's easy to forget. But part of God's family is Riley. And Riley is going to lead our children's sermon today. So I'll pass it off to you.
All right. So did anybody hear the theme of today's service? Anybody?
Do you know the theme? Starts with a B. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Baptism.
Yes. So we are celebrating the baptism of Jesus today. And do you guys know what it means to be baptized? Yeah.
When we first came here.
Correct. So,
yeah.
Kind of. So when you get baptized, you get welcomed into Jesus' family. So all of you are baptized, all of the congregation is baptized, and when we are baptized, we are marked with a cross, meaning we are forever the child of God. So why don't you gather over by the baptism font with me?
We're going to go stand over here with Riley.
All right. So today is actually a very special day for Henry and Kingsley. Right? So they're going to be baptized. And that means they're going to be welcomed into the family of Christ. So I want everybody to dip one finger in here. All right?
And when you do, you can take it out and then take a step back so everybody else can step on in, okay? Just get it good and wet.
And mark a cross on your forehead to symbol that you are God's children.
Can everybody come on in? Anybody need a boost? Did you get one?
No.
You still got a wet finger? Here.
Anyone needs to do it, they take from my finger.
All right. See how hard it is, Riley?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing great.
Oh, yeah.
So what does the cross mean?
The cross means you are marked with his love. And you may not always see it, but it will always be there. When you have that and you are baptized, you are forever marked with his love. And you are forever marked with being welcomed into his family.
It's good to remember that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we have a prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, God, for welcoming these children into your family. And may we pray that Henry and Kingsley will be forever in your family and feel your love, even if they cannot feel it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. You can head off to Sunday school or First Faith or back to your pews with your parents, your family. Thanks for coming up. Thanks, Riley.
A reading from Isaiah. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Sebia in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, who I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Please join me in reading the 29th Psalm responsively by whole verse. Psalm 29. Read responsively by whole verse. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and to God's name. Worship the Lord in beauty and holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord breaks the Lebanon's cedar like a calf, and in the arm of the wild ox.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees wreath and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, Glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as a king forevermore.
O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
Reading from Acts. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice from heaven came, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Voice. It rumbles through storms. It's spoken and seen and heard in lightning flashes. It's a voice that shakes the strongest trees, the tallest mountains, the earth itself. Of course, this is all hyperbolic language, but the psalm that we just read together is a psalm of praise that's trying to get across a point. God is not silent. Our God speaks with a powerful voice that gives the blessing of peace. So how do you hear God's voice? And when you hear God's voice, how do you know it belongs to God? The scriptures give us many examples of where God is directly speaking. But we're not Moses, so we don't have the luxury of a burning bush. And although I have a friend who has heard the call of God in her dreams, many are not awakened in the middle of the night by an angel of the Lord, like Joseph or Mary. We don't get emails from God, although I Googled emails from God and I learned you can get one for $1.19.
Seems like a good deal to me, but I don't know. I thought it would be free, right? We don't get text messages from God, although my seminary roommate one time stole my phone away from me and she changed her contact to God in my phone. So one time in the evening, I got a text that said, "Jen, I love you." And it was from God. We don't get road signs or rainbows with our names on them and arrows, although sometimes we can interpret those road signs and rainbows and think, now there's the voice of God. Sometimes our prayers don't seem to be answered, and sometimes our prayer is quickly answered, and either way we wonder if that's the voice of God. We might hear the voice of God externally through a loving friend or a complete stranger. We might hear the voice of God when we're looking over the ocean or standing at the edge of the desert or holding a sleeping child. And we might hear the voice of God internally in still, quiet moments in our heart of hearts, speaking to us the gospel of, "It will all be okay." What I mean to demonstrate for us is that in moments like the one at the end of the Luke passage we had today, where God directly speaks, seem to be rare. We don't get moments like that these days, or so it seems. Moments where the heavens split open and the voice of the Lord declares to Jesus, "You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased." It's in the middle of his prayer, after his baptism, when Jesus is speaking to God, that this happens. That this voice of the Lord declares definitively that this is God's Son. And from here, Jesus begins his whole ministry. And in the chapters that follow, Jesus is thrust into the wilderness for temptation. And then into ministry in Galilee, beginning in Nazareth, where he uses his voice to help people, to heal them, to set them free. Now, the interesting thing is, as soon as he starts speaking, people try to quiet his voice. Can you imagine or consider times in your life when you feel like you've really clearly heard the voice of God speaking? I have this theory that we oftentimes miss the ordinary places where God's voice shows up because there are so many other voices speaking so loudly. Voices from within and voices from outside us. God's voice speaks, and it's a word of love. In our tradition, we say that there are two definitive places where we most clearly hear God speaking. And those two places are the Word and the sacraments. We call them a means of grace. In other words, the Word and the sacraments are like the vehicles that carry the voice of the Lord to us. And through them, the voices within and without are silenced to a point where we can hear God say again who we are and that we are loved. The Word of God is everything from the reading and the hearing of Scripture to preaching or conversation over Bible study. Whether it's our interpretation in our own journaling or in our own minds or the interpretation of someone else that we're reading, we hear that God's Word is alive and active. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The Word of God is active and powerful, sharper than the sharpest sword, cutting between soul and spirit." Words on the pages of Scripture or spoken through a sermon have the power to be that voice that comes into our lives and intersects with where we are. So you hear words like the ones that were read from Isaiah. And although they were written to a people long ago, to an entire nation that is in captivity and exile, and although they were read by one of our voices, by Tammy's voice, it's also possible to hear them as a word from the voice of the Lord and to hear them anew because we're folded into the promises that they declare because of one small word. And that word was you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my sight. You are honored. I love you. God's voice speaks, and it's a word of forgiveness. We hear clearly the voice of Christ, the word of the Lord speaking at the table we gather around. And it's accompanied by that second person pronoun, you. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Something ordinary that we hear on repeat week after week that we might miss because we hear it so often. But still it's the voice of the Lord giving himself in love for you and broken and shed. How amazing that God would use ordinary bread, which is just a seed planted in soil, that grows into wheat, that's nourished by sunshine and rain, and harvested and made into flour, and shaped by even some of our very own hands into delicious bread and God's word. An ordinary earthy wine, a seed planted in soil, grown on grapes on a vine that spend time maturing so that they can be good fruit, that day in and day out sit in creation and drink that same rain, and then they're harvested. And God's word. Two ordinary, simple, earthy things that will be tasted by our tongues and eaten, able to hold the voice of the Lord and the promises of God. New life, forgiveness of sin, life forever with God. God's voice calls you by name through baptism. All it is water. It's just two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen, one drop of water mixed with a whole bunch of other drops of water. And God's word that all of a sudden is holding the promises of God, the most elemental and basic sustaining element of life, is what becomes something felt by our bodies as it's poured over our head, and it holds the voice of the Lord, even when we are not the ones being baptized. With water, we name God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and we ourselves are named. And we ourselves are marked with the cross of Christ forever, with that smell of anointing oil on our noses. And that's the voice of the Lord, powerful and strong. God's voice speaks. And God's voice speaks to you. But sometimes it can be really hard to feel like we see or hear or taste or touch or smell that way, that voice in ways that are tangible. And it may even seem like God's voice has gone silent, which is why it's really important to not listen for God's voice in isolation. Sometimes it takes a repeated echo of God's internal and external call to finally catch on, that aha moment where we can realize that God is speaking and that it's not just our thoughts and that it's not just something we're hearing on our own. We never learn in the Gospel of Luke if others in the crowd hear that voice from the heaven, declaring the love that God has for Jesus the Son. All that we know is what that voice says about God's Son, who uses his own voice to bring healing, redemption, wholeness, and that blessing of peace that we heard about in the Psalm. God's voice speaks that word of peace to you. And God speaks through you, which may feel kind of daunting. But it's important for us to think about how God's word does come to us in ways that we can hear. And so that's why we are called to use our voices wisely, to speak the blessing of peace, and to share a word of love whenever we can. The words of the liturgy are rote words, the words of the Lord's Prayer. We say them again and again. But those words shape us. Those words are echoed in the words that we speak to each other while we're driving in the car, or sending each other texts throughout the day, or even here in our own hearts as we lay our pillow down at night, as we lay our head down on our pillow at night before we fall asleep. Those simple and extraordinary words also hold the promises of God. So God is not silent. God speaks with a powerful voice. May that voice, the voice of the Lord, rumble through us again now and become the message that we share with each other and with the world. Thanks be to God. Amen. We stand and sing. Congregation may be seated, and I'd invite you to turn to page 227, the small numbers at the bottom of the page in the front of the hymnal, for the order of holy baptism. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity, but by water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God.
We present Kinsley Marie for baptism.
Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Henry, William, and Kinsley Marie baptized into Christ?
We do.
As you bring the children to receive the gift of baptism, you're entrusted with responsibilities to live with Henry, William, and Kinsley Marie among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and to nurture them in faith and prayer, so that Henry, William, and Kinsley Marie may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Henry, William, and Kinsley Marie grow in the Christian faith and life?
We do.
And sponsors, do you promise to nurture Henry, William, and Kinsley Marie in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to help them live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church?
We do.
And people of God, do you promise to support Henry, William, and Kinsley Marie and pray for them in their new life in Christ? Please stand. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic
Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. In the river Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus, death, and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Henry William, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And together we say, you belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia. Kinsley Marie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And together we say, you belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Henry William with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, now and forever. Amen. Sustain Kinsley Marie with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Henry William, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. Kinsley Marie, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Henry and Kinsley, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome Henry William and Kinsley Marie, the newly baptized, by saying, we welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word through all the world. Let's stand together for prayer.
United as one body in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church. Pour out your Spirit upon us and enliven us for mission. Draw us together in love that we may be one. Lead us in the way of your beloved Son, Lord, in your mercy. For the earth, sustain oceans and seas, rivers and lakes, marshes and wetlands. Watch over dormant plants and hibernating animals as they rest in your care. Renew your creation and protect all creatures from harm. Lord, in your mercy. For the nations, inspire leaders to work for the common good. Grant courage to those who put themselves at risk to protect others. Turn us away from violence and teach us to live in peace. Lord, in your mercy. For those in need, protect children and vulnerable adults who depend on others to provide for their daily care. Uphold those who struggle with depression. Console the grieving and heal the sick, especially those whom we carry in our hearts and are listed in our church newsletters and mailings. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this assembly. Bless the newly baptized and all the baptized. Renew your children in the covenant of baptism. Empower us by your loving spirit to serve our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. And with thanksgiving, we remember those who have died. Hold us safe in your arms of mercy and bring us with them into the promise of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. Now receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Please share the peace of the Lord with one another. Thanks for helping today.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your Son, and in the miracle of water turned into wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna, Hosanna.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.